About 50 years ago, Houston only had about 1.5 million people. Today, there are almost 7 million people who call Houston home. A lot of them came from other places in Texas, other states, and all over the world. So today in Houston, in Slow English, I have found somebody who has lived in Houston almost all his life. His name is Billy Hoya. He's a librarian at Lone Star College, and he knows a lot about this city. Welcome, Billy.
Thank you.
Now, Billy, I want you to explain a little bit about how these loop freeways track the history of Houston and its growth.
Okay. So as the city has expanded, we've built these loops, what you might call in other cities ring roads, around our city. The oldest is Interstate 610, what we call the Loop. The next one out is Beltway 8, usually just called the Beltway. And then the next one after that is our newest loop around our city, the Grand Parkway, which is about 40 miles out from downtown Houston. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll hear people say inside the loop or inside the Beltway. They're usually referring to these roads.
Okay. And I understand you grew up just outside of the 610 loop. What are your earliest memories of Houston?
So I grew up near the intersection of Hardy and Little York. That area, when I was growing up, there wasn't very much out there. It was still mostly agrarian. There were ranches and farms. Mm. The toll road hadn't been built yet. There wasn't a whole lot out there. But in the late 80s, Greens Point Mall was opened, and that whole area just kind of expanded. A lot of those old farms and ranches and whatnot, they were torn down and built into little subdivisions.
So. Wow, that's about when I moved to Houston. I came in 1991, mm-hmm. and it was a pretty big city at that point, but it was still a very different city from Houston today. So some of my earliest memories were that you could actually drive around and there was not much traffic and you could always find a parking place. But it was very hard for me to find a good coffee. And I was coming from Seattle, the coffee capital of the United States. So I tried to learn to drink a very Houston drink, and that was sweet, cold tea.
Ironically, I do not like sweet tea. I prefer just unsweet tea, oh. but I still drink tea. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, Billy, what are you proud of about Houston?
One of the things that I'm most proud of Houston is that when you see something that is beautiful, someone has worked really hard to make that beautiful. So when you go somewhere like the Menil Art Museum, the little complex around there, the park, that whole neighborhood.
That's inside the loop.
That is very much inside the loop, yes. You know, they worked really hard to make that into a beautiful area.
And it's free,
and
right?
It is free, yes, definitely. All the little museums in that area, very free. You know, when you go to our different parks like Herman Park or Memorial Park, when you go to some of those places like the Orange Show, you know, people worked really hard to make those into these beautiful things, you know.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Orange Show, because that's not a typical neighborhood.
No. Yeah, so the Orange Show was originally started, I believe, by a mailman who would pick up items on his route, and he actually just sort of kept collecting them and made them into this tribute to the Orange. There's now the Orange Show Foundation, and they actually sponsor a lot of different, I believe they sponsored the Art Car Parade in Houston and a lot of other different art exhibits and whatnot in the Houston area.
The Art Car Parade is really interesting. And you can see the Art Car Museum in the Heights.
That is correct, yes.
So Houston really celebrates the car.
It's played a big part in the development of the city. But at the same time, you know, I think we realize there is this notion that we do need to invest more in mass transit. And so you'll see us, we've invested a little bit in light rail. We're investing in a high-speed train between Houston and Dallas. Mm-hmm. So I think while we still love our cars, we are, you know, coming to the realization that we need more mass transit like other cities.
We've talked a little bit about biking in Houston. And I know near where I live, there are many new bike paths along the bayous, and it's very safe. But you remember riding a bike around Houston when it was dangerous,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Even the city's opinion towards biking has changed dramatically in the last just 5 years. I remember living in downtown, in the Midtown area, and, you know, you were just out there on the street with the rest of the traffic, right? There were some, for the most part, it was okay, but there were still some very busy intersections and bridges where it was very scary to drive, you know, to ride your bike. In the last, like, 5 years, you know, the city has really worked hard to build, you know, their bike paths, their bridges to help you get by some of those busy intersections. It's dramatically changed. It really has.
Yeah. It's a more, especially inside the loop, it's more fun to walk and bike than it was when I first moved here.
Oh, definitely. Yes.
I'm really proud of Houston's diversity. There were already a lot of people from different countries when I moved here. I'm an English language teacher. Of course, I like meeting people from different countries. But I feel like because of the cost of housing, jobs, and just a friendly feeling in Houston about trying different food and meeting different people, that it's a good city for people from different countries. Is that your experience?
Definitely. You know, we have, there's a little bit of everything for everyone here. If you don't like the way they're doing it on one side of town, you can always go to the other side of town, you know? And we have like these really great little collections of communities out on the southwest side. You know, we have New Chinatown. And when you're just driving through there, you know, to get there, it looks like any other little, you know, they got apartments and everything, but you cross this intersection and you're in Chinatown and all the signs are in Chinese and it's almost like you went to another country. It's really, but that's just, you know, that's one of the bigger areas. You know, there are all these little areas, where, you know, if, you know, you're new, you can find someone who is like you and you, you know, you'll have a place there. And then from there, you can explore the other, you know, other cultures and areas in Houston.
You can find people who speak your language.
Definitely.
Sometimes a radio station or a newspaper.
Yes.
But you can also meet other people.
Definitely.
From other places.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is one of the, sometimes it is considered the most diverse city in the United States. Sometimes New York wins and sometimes Houston wins.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm not an authoritative source on this, but I believe that Houston has been ranked higher than New York as in diversity in the last few years. So.
Okay, I'll trust you because you're a librarian.
Go do your own research, people.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Billy. It's been fun talking to you. Let's do this again.
Okay, cool.
Next time we'll talk about sports.
Okay, excellent.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, brought to you by North Harris College. My name is Alice Savage, and today's theme music is Beautiful by Kitsa, available at freemusicarchive.org.